Message number 619. God the Father, I offer you the most perfect future. Thursday, November 22, 2012 at 07:00 p.m. My dearest daughter, the light of my love falls over the earth today in the hope that my children's hearts can be stirred. For those who do not know me, and there are many who are afraid to approach me, you should know that I desire to take you into my Son's kingdom. I am the God of love and the God who bequeathed to you the gift of salvation. You must not discard this gift, for it was given to humanity so that they could unite again to enjoy the paradise which I created for them in the first place. This is the time for the day of the Lord, and you, my children, are being prepared for this great day. The time for my divine intervention so that you can be saved to enter the gates of my Son's kingdom is to take place soon. When the prophecies foretold in my holy book begin to take place, you will finally accept the truth. The truth I have promised humanity for these times is being given to you now. Why, you may ask, do I need my children to be given the truth of my holy word again? It is because so few believe in my existence in the world today. They no longer heed my Ten Commandments. Arrogance has replaced humility amongst my children, including many sacred servants who were appointed to impart the truth. Many disregard the truth of my word, and even more have never been taught the meaning of their existence on earth. So many souls can now be redeemed because of my love, and I have therefore given new instructions through my beloved Son as to what is expected of you. Embrace the truth. Remind those close to you of my great love for my children. As any good father, I will warn my children of the dangers they face. I will never allow them to walk blindly into the web of deceit which has fallen upon mankind like a fisherman's net over an unsuspecting shoal of fish. I will not allow those who try to stop my holy word from being heard, or those who try to trip up the word of my Son. Nor will I fail in my duty to warn my children of the punishments they will face if they continue to offend me by their treatment of others. I am your father. I am responsible for gathering my children together again, and I will use everything necessary in order to salvage my children from harm. Every tactic, every trick will be used by Satan and his dedicated followers to stop you from hearing the truth. This I solemnly promise. You will be taken swiftly into my arms and into the protection of my Son's great mercy. The battle for souls has commenced, although this may not be apparent to many of you. In order for you to enjoy my new paradise on earth, you must accept my hand as it reaches out to you. Do not be afraid, for I cover all those who honor me, their eternal Father and my precious Son, with my seal. Heed my call. Be strong. Close your ears to the whispers of the beast as he uses those souls who are stained with the sin of pride to take you away from me. I offer you the most perfect future. You must not reject this paradise, for this is your inheritance. How many of you would reject an inheritance of great wealth in the world? Very few. Do not make the mistake of turning your back on this gift. Anyone who tries to stop you needs your prayers, for I love all of my children. I, your Father, will ensure that my great plan to herald the second coming of my Son will not be delayed. Come to me through my Son and you will want for nothing. I love you. I weep for many of you too stubborn to see that this is indeed the call from heaven promised to prepare you for the new era of peace. your beloved Father? God the Most High.